Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So, yeah, this WNBA team name thing. Sounds like it's going to be the Portland Fire. So Portland got a WNBA team. It's exciting. Everyone at the sports bras going crazy. But why would you name it the Fire? Just because it was named the Fire the last time?
Yeah, for history.
Well, there is no history. They were here for 2 years. Like, what is that?
Well,
that
but isn't that the... Okay, so for the short and unimportant history, but yeah, that's why you would do it.
That's such a mail-in. You know, like, it makes no sense. And by the way, I saw... I was just Googling to get caught up on the story. Because I guess there's, and we don't, to be fair, we don't know that it's going to be the Fire, but.
People are just reading the tea leaves.
Yeah, because they filed a trademark request.
And you could do that even if you're not going to go in that direction. I think there have been teams that have filed 5 before. They've settled on 1, so there could be other things that are in the works, but it seems like this may be the one.
Or it may be the kind of situation, because teams do this, they'll float it out there.
Soft launch.
See what the people are saying. And if they get a bunch of blowback, they'll pivot.
Like now?
Like right now, yes. Like, does anybody like the Fire? Because Bill Oram of Oregon Live was pointing out, why the hell would you name it the Fire when, like, Fire is our number one enemy here?
That was the first thing I saw after the whole connect the dots here, the trademarks.
Wildfires, dude.
Bill's article headline, Portland's WNBA owners had one job. Don't name the team after the disaster destroying our state. And here we are.
Okay, so there's that angle, but what is the positive angle for the Fire? Like, what? That make, you know?
No, I don't know.
There's no tie-in to Fire.
On Fire emojis.
The other thing is, Portland, and, you know, you have this with the Thorns, the Blazers, the Timbers, the Hops, and to some extent the Pickles. Pretty much every team that is here, not the Winterhawks, I guess, but it's a Portland-themed team name.
Yeah, it's like specific to the region of the city.
And I know some cities don't do it that way, but Portland, it kind of feels like our bit. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So why not name the team? See, to me, it would be very simple. Name them the Roses.
That would be fine.
Rose City. Portland Roses, or the Rosebuds. I mean, you don't have to get cute. That's it. Super simple.
Is that too much overlap with Thorns?
Why?
Because Thorns are on roses?
Yeah, but why do you care what... I mean, like...
I don't know.
Don't you want some synergy
unless you
with,
want something more unique to yourself.
Unless they didn't want you. Like, if you had a legal battle, maybe that's...
Yeah, I don't know.
But wait.
But it also just... Fire... The bigger thing for me is that Fire just feels uninventive and non-specific to where we are here, and like...
It's a mail-in.
Lazy?
Yes. They're mailing it in. What are they doing over there? Come on. Should have called us. I mean, I don't care that much, but I care enough to talk about it on the show. And Bill Oram's right.
Now I want to. I mean, roses are, or the rosebuds is fine.
What would you name it?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to rack my brain for now. Is I feel like we could do better.
Well, of course we could.
And maybe we would. We will.
But yet you don't have a suggestion.
No, I don't.
What if they let the fans name the team?
Sure. Why not? I mean, they were kind of trying that with the Utah Hockey Club. They floated a bunch out there.
What did they end up with?
They had people vote, and then I think they settled on Yeti, and Yeti coolers got in the way, and then they went to Mammoth. They're going to be the Utah Mammoth.
I don't like that.
I don't think it's great.
Do you like that?
No.
Of course, people pointing out Blaze, Fire, Blazers, Fire.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's true. But I think of Blazers as the... When you think of the Blazers, what do you think that nickname... I think of a jacket.
Oh, that's not what I think. I mean...
What do you think of?
I do think of trailblazers, so I think of somebody, you know, blazing a... I think of like a trail through the woods. I don't... That's what I
think
of.
Which is what they're named
right
for. But not blaze of a fire.
You just think of jackets right away.
Yeah, I think of jacket.
Interesting.
Yeah, like a green jacket.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?
Anyway, I think they screwed that up, if that's what they're doing. But again, we'll give them time to pull their head out. All right, let's get back to Game 7. Pacers, Thunder, Sunday night. Cannot wait. It's going to be great. Don't know who I'm not going to bet on it. I'm rooting for Indiana. I have a gut feeling that Oklahoma City could pull away, but again, variance of a Game 7, you just never know. It's a one-off. Strange things happen, and as we'll get to next, and there was a vignette we played during one of our breaks, one of those betting angle things that pointed this out. In Game 7s, they are not like the other games of a series because the pucker factor is so high, nobody scores. And we will get to that next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.